Praise the Lord. Happy to be gathered together. Lord, bless you all and keep you. Glad to see your shining faces. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, we thank you for the song that you give us. Because the Messiah came. Praise you for the psalmist David and how he told us all about this king that was going to come, the promised one, the one who would deliver us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you so much for your faithfulness, dear God. When we look back on your faithfulness in the past, the miracles you've given to your children, saving them from their enemies. Thank you, Father, for visiting us with your love. Bless, brothers and sisters. Bless us today as we serve you. Give us a message this morning through Brother David. Thank you so much for feeding us so well spiritually. In Jesus' name. Okay. First of all, I'd like to read you a Bible verse after I, if we turn again to this 74, I'd just like you to look at that, the words here, angels from the realms of glory. And we sing it, angels from the realms of glory. It says, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Job chapter 38, I believe it is, verse 7. We have that where that comes from. Zip it going out the fire. Job 38. Find it here in the way this Bible is laid out. Should have had that. There we are. Job chapter 38 and verse 7, I believe. Okay. Yes, where were you, God said, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know, he told Job. Or stretched the line upon it? I had a man come to our house and start taking some measurements. He went to our barn there to turn it into a house. He stretched a line across it. God said, I did that. I did that to build the earth. I mean, just to create the earth, I stretched a line. Were you there? To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the stars were made and all my angels praised me in a loud voice. It says, I believe, in the King James, when the sons of God, all the sons of God, sang together, shouted together. They all sang and shouted together. And so they did that when it was created. There was shouting. Stand back just a little further to make that row straight. And you three girls, just straighten out your row. You can come forward a little, Ruby. And you yell back. There, you start to make that straight. You can go back, Eliana, between Mercia. Oh, okay. No, I see our part. The rows are a little funny. You come forward. You girls come forward. And also these two young men. Ella, over against the wall. Everybody. There, make that straight. Okay, and Victoria and all you over there, there, make your line straight. Come forward here. So, at the creation, they sang together,
And now, I love how this hymn says, ye who sang creation's story now proclaim Messiah's birth. They came and they shouted and sang that night to the shepherds. And then on that thought, in 2 Peter chapter 3, this now, beloved, the second letter I'm writing to you, I'm stirring up your sincere mind by way of reminder that you remember the things spoken by the prophets and the commandments, the commandment of the Lord and Savior, spoken by your apostles. Okay, apostles and prophets said this, knowing this, first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts, saying, where's the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of the creation. They're going to say, it's just like the story of Santa Claus. If you believe in him, you're going to be disappointed that he comes at night and everything. You're going to be disappointed just like that. Because ever since our fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers, they've fallen asleep. They died. Every one of them believed in this and they died and it didn't work out. And he said, I was ready. This was going to happen. People were going to do this. They were going to call it a fairy tale. But he said, I want to tell you this. The fact is, by the word of God, here's number one reason we know he's coming back. Because after nothing, everything was nothing. There wasn't anything. By the word of God, the world came into existence. By the word of God, the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water. And by water. So everything appeared suddenly by the word of God. And so we know that. That's reason number one. And reason number two, the promised one he sent to deliver came one night. Actually came. And we were reading this week about some stories about the Jewish people and the sadness of them just thinking that God's forsaken us. Because ever since all they have is a creation, they're starting to not believe in that. They're starting to believe in evolution. Because it's so long ago and God had never visited them since then, basically. Yes, through Abraham and all that, there was a lot of miracles and good things that happened to the children of Israel and all. But now since that, things got darker and darker and darker, and never any Messiah came. And our landlord, the Jewish landlord, told my daddy when I was young, he said, we look for the Messiah. But it's because he's Orthodox Jewish. And some of them, and many of the apostate Jews that aren't Orthodox anymore, they don't believe he's coming. It's just, that's in the past, all that. They don't ever even look for his coming anymore. But even for the Orthodox Jews that say, we look for the Messiah, imagine how dark it would be. The last visitation of God when the angel sang was back at the creation. And they're tempted to just not even believe in God anymore. We know just a few years ago, 2,000 years ago, real recently actually, he came. God sent his son to come here and live and walk among us. That's just, it's just, you compare those who don't believe that with what we have. The visitation of God we had just not long ago. And now he says he's coming back. Would this be natural? Just a few years later. The Bible says it was in the end of the world already that Jesus came. Peter said, in the end of the world he came. It's in the end times Jesus came to us. And now he's going to come back. And we have all these things we can just look at and know here he's coming. Praise the Lord for that. What else happened in history? History. It was destruction. Destruction of the world that Peter said to you. That something happened, the earth was destroyed. What happened? It makes us know too it's going to be destroyed again. The flood. The flood that came with ungodly men. Peter said that was another one. It helps us to know. So let the scoffers talk. Let them laugh. We're going to sing. Okay. Ready? Let's sing 72. I was struggling the last time with that. Did you practice this one? On that? That hard spot in this song? Good. Good. It came upon the midnight clear. And so down there, a peace on the earth, goodwill to men. Let's not try too hard, because if we do, we'll get messed up. It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending in the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from hands of gracious King. The world in sorrow still is led to hear the angels sing. Still through sing at two rest homes today. Today at Lakoba at 3:15. And then those of us that can go on and sing a few songs at 5 o'clock or just before 5 there in Aurora are going to go there and sing a little bit to them.
The lady said they would love it. So.
Hey, Mark.
Yes, go ahead.
I got an interesting thing to say about the
one we just
the song we sang.
Go for it.
That's my fear over people's heads, but just to throw it out there.
Yes.
Me is to law, what so is to know.
Okay.
Well, that's just the thought.
Okay.
So in that part where it's me, it's like so do.
Okay.
It's the, you know, it's the same relationship.
Same relationship.
So then when I hear that, that's a strong note, me is. Where usually it's just do, me. It's kind of a restful, softer note, but in that case it becomes stronger because it's leaning to law. It's like, you know.
And the whole idea is there is a strong point in the words that it's trying to emphasize.
Right. So the harmony is correlating with the words in that part.
So we've got to stumble through but we've got to work hard through a contrast there to accent those words.
Anyway, whatever that means.
Silent night. 75. Let's see. Thank you. Singing about them so much. You know, they were simple enough. They got it when it came. Let's do one more. Let's do 76. Okay, there's a little... Oh, I wanted to tell you first of all about James Montgomery. James Montgomery, Angels from the Realms of Glory, just two pages back there. That boy, began writing poetry at 10 years old, or year 11, through 12. foot. All right. Who's 10? Any other? Okay. Began writing poetry at 10 years of age. And at 14, he flunked out of school. Is there anyone who want to raise their hand and say they flunked out of school? Well, he flunked out of school, but he managed to get a job with the newspaper article. And what was that other one that I said was the same James Montgomery? There was the newspaper man, and he wrote to him. Doesn't come to me right now, but we just talked about it the other Sunday. He wrote some inspiring messages to us. I'm not sure about the last verse of that. It says about justice now revokes the sentence. Mercy calls you break your chains. A little bit of reference there to satisfaction. Satisfying the anger of justice. But I like how it's at least in the light of Jesus coming. The enemy is who wants to hurt us, who wants to take us to hell. And it's Jesus that calls us. Anyway, calls us to have broken chains and to be free. Let's do Away in a Manger 76. To me, because that means you're not as scared of your voice getting out there. I told them that I just tell them if you can't sing good, sing loud. And she liked that. And then my first customer on Monday morning into the shop said, my wife was in there at Benton View, and was it you and your group of young people that came in there? And she just enjoyed that so much. So that'd be an encouragement to you. Let's keep singing. God bless you.
All right. Go ahead and order guys, order boys to line up for some heavy apocalypse today. All right, first one. What denomination are you?
We just follow the Bible. We do what the Bible says. Not really a specific denomination.
So you're not denominational?
I'm not sure. I don't think that would be quite it. But we believe that if we...
That's different than normal, everyday, other denominations.
Okay, we believe that if we do what the New Testament says and follow God's will, that then come the judgment day, God will take us to heaven if we follow His will.
What church you got here?
Oldest, the church at Monat, it's called here, right here.
Oh, where's that? Just the church at Monat?
Yeah, up there, right across from the Cox Cemetery, up there by that vet.
Oh, yeah, that place where
the
fire was stacked up. Huh?
Yeah.
Where do you go to church?
Church of Monat.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Oh, there's some good people there. They seem like they do what they think is right. And seem like they're putting into practice teachings of the Bible.
So what do you believe about the Bible?
Well, what I believe about it. I don't really have any. That's a loaded question.
I don't know much about it. Where do I start?
Well, I'd say start in the Gospels and just see how it lines up with your life, and if you you have any desire to change based on that, I'd say you're on a pretty good track.
Can you tell me a little bit about your fellowship?
Well, you just, can you explain the question? So we just enjoy being with each other and get together, and like we have a building that needs built, we'll get together and build it and just enjoy being with each other and help each other out when they need it.
So what are you guys Amish or Mennonite or something?
No, we're not. We're just trying to be Christians, trying to follow God and love our neighbor.
Okay. So what's the difference between your church and the other churches around the area?
Well, we don't, we just try to follow the Bible, what Jesus said and the apostles, and we don't believe in it, or we don't do anything, try not to do anything that the Bible says not to do, and just try to love God, not going to war, or divorce or remarriage.
So, what's different between you guys and the Mennonites?
We just try to do the right thing, follow the Lord, and each man can decide for himself what he wants for his home. Instead of just all following the standards, doing exactly.
Why do you guys go to that church over there on 37, the church of Montana? How did you get started going there?
Well,
why do you go there instead of other places?
Well, the people there do the simplest things. They do what they know is right instead of making all kinds of rules. Other churches make rules for people to follow because it's harder, or it's easier to get along when everyone just does the same thing. But we just let other people be different from us, and we just we let them do what they think is right, and then that way takes true love to get along that way. And we just
do whatever's written in the Bible, and whatever we know is right.
Tell me a little bit about your church.
It's not just terribly big, and we try to do what we know is right, and we don't have a whole bunch of rules that we all go by. We just, each family does different things. And
what denomination are you part of?
Just a Christian-based religion. Just not a whole lot of rules. Just Bible-based. Just simple. Just a few commandments that God gave us that we try to live our life by.
Well, tell me a little bit about your faith.
We just try to live as the Bible tells us, how Jesus taught his disciples to love one another and turn the other cheek and follow his laws. And when he returns, he'll put you in his good graces. He'll let us take us to heaven with him.
Tell me a little bit about your faith.
Well, we, instead of just making everything be just that it has to be one way, if someone, a part of our church or whatever, in the faith, we don't just send them out if they're out of that order a little bit, and we don't just right away try to get them online.
All right, now for the little boys, the younger fellows.